Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Five-hour energy. Yeah. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
BT and Sound back on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We've been talking Giants so far the first hour. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Let's turn our attention for a second, BT, if we may, to Juan Soto as the saga continues with Soto. Look, I can't get caught up. I know the latest report is the Blue Jays and this and that, and you were saying something about 15 years. I can't get caught up in the other teams. I'm not buying a lot of these reports. I'm not even sure where the total dollar amount is going to be. Bottom line is the Mets and Yankees both need to do whatever it takes to get him. And I really think that one of them will at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think there's a really good chance he stays here, but I'm not going to agree with that. They've got to do whatever it takes. Maybe my opinion for the Mets is a little different than the Yankees, and we could circle back as to why. I'm not giving him 15 years. There's no way. I am not giving. Now, I understand why people would say, well, what's the difference? You know, you give him 12, 13 years, the back end's not going to be great anyway. I get that. But, and in 15 years, I won't even care as much, frankly, you know. But there's just got to be an end to the cycle of bad contracts and overlapping and stifling what they can do. He's not worth 15 years. He is a great two-tool player. He's going to hit for average. He's going to hit for power. Can't run, can't field. So what's the difference? Am I giving him 15 years?
Well, what's the difference with 15 years? Are you talking about 15 years at $50 million a year? I mean, why are you getting caught up on the years? What's the report?
Okay, so...
Did you see one specific that would make you think? Like, I haven't seen a 15-year thing. I would be surprised if it went that high. But I wouldn't also get caught up in the years. I would get more caught up in the either AAV or the total dollar amount.
Fair, but that's my way of basically saying that I don't need Juan Soto at any cost. That's my way, and that's just my line of delineation. I could very easily say I don't want 14 years, and that would be my line of demarcation. I'm done. Let somebody, you guys could have him for 15. You guys could have him for 14. Hell, I don't even really know if I want him for 13. You have to understand there's going to be overlap here as Aaron Judge begins to age out. And we're not there yet. But I choose to incorporate this into my thought process. Aaron's in his already, what, 32, 33? Right. He's a big man. You know, they got him playing the wrong position. So whenever he gets back to playing the right position, they're going to be, and ages out just a little bit, they're going to be incredibly deficient defensively. Incredibly. So there's a thought that Soto will balance out whatever, like the decaying part of Aaron Judge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there's an element of that's true, like for a couple of years, but not enough to satisfy me. I just don't think that the Yankees need to be reckless here. Now, I want him. I want him on terms. Like, you're not going to get him on your terms, and I'm not even remotely saying that there's going to be a Yankee discount. There won't be. I understand. He's going for every penny. That's fine. But there's other holes. I mean, I watched the Yankees all, no matter what Aaron Boone said yesterday about how they run the bases and they're fine and the game five was a bit of an outlier. No, it wasn't. They make a lot of outs on the bases. They don't catch the ball. And Juan Soto does not enhance that. So to me, what I'm saying is this. There's multiple ways to win a championship team. Juan Soto was on the Yankees this year. They didn't win.
Yeah, but he did get them to the World Series, where they haven't been since 2009.
That.
Like,
I get that, but it's about winning, right?
I mean, the Yankees. Yeah, it is about winning, but Soto made them better.
I know he did.
But like, he's not the problem. Now, you could say you're afraid to commit that much money in those amount of years, but he's not the problem.
He's not the problem. I'd be more worried about Judge long term
than I would.
But that's already
Soto.
Done. That's already done.
Understood.
Now, Sal, Juan Soto's not the problem. I agree with that. He's definitely not the problem. Is he, and I'm playing the semantics game, is he enough of the solution to justify giving him all those years and then in all probability doing very little else? My answer is no.
I think both teams...
You have the same team.
Both teams need him. And I wouldn't worry about, like you said, you wouldn't even care in 15 years. Well, all right, let's say the Yankees win two World Series over the next 5 years with Soto.
I don't think they're winning anything if they just bring back Juan Soto and do nothing else. I just don't think they're doing anything. I don't think they're going to win.
I mean, I think that they have to improve elsewhere. Like, my concern with the Yankees would be, okay, if you want Soto back and you need Soto back, You better be prepared to spend on top of that and fill the other holes that you're going to have. And I would expect and hope that they would, but what good is it losing Juan Soto? All right, let's play it out. What if they lose Juan Soto? Let's say Soto does get 15 years from the Mets. 725, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
The Yankees aren't willing to go there.
Yep.
They go to 650 or whatever it may be.
Okay.
Now what? Like, who are you getting that's going to replace what you get in Juan Soto?
It's not just the free agent market. I think there's a way to make trades. Right, I mean, first of all, you put Jazz at second, so you get more athletic at second.
Well,
you get better.
Anyway. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he's going to play second anyway. That's true. And then, you know, we've had this conversation, whether it's a Bregman thing, a third for a couple of years, whether with an opt-out maybe, whether it's a Christian Walker at first for a couple of years, maybe it's Judge at first base. Yeah. You know, you got to hope Dominguez is the real deal. You got to hope for some other growth from some young players. But there is a blueprint to build to at least maybe be equal to now they might get there differently in terms of run generation. But for me not to think that the Yankees could be as good or slightly better without Juan Soto, I don't subscribe to
that.
But
you'd rather have Bregman and Walker and throw in whoever other free agent than Soto?
No, but I'd rather have the freedom. I'll tell you what I'd really rather. I'd rather have the old Yankees way where I knew that they were going to keep Soto at all costs
and
do everything else that they have to do to actually win a championship.
But that's
not happening.
But that's part of the problem because they're the ones who extended and gave Judge the contract that he did, understandably so, and they actually got him at a good value. They're the ones that paid Gerrit Cole. They're the ones that brought in Rodon. They're the ones that traded for John Carl Stanton years ago. Like, they're the ones that extended LeMahieu. They're the ones that gave Marcus Stroman 2 years, $18 million. Okay, so because of all that, now you can say, well, I can't spend on Soto. No, Soto's the guy you should keep. He's the guy that's worth it. I don't know. Like to me, anything higher than 700 is ridiculous. But
it's insane.
Okay, but if the Blue Jays say, we'll go to 725.
Have fun playing in Toronto.
If I'm the Mets, I say, okay, well, if somebody else is willing to give him 725, I'm going to give him 750.
Well, you guys can play that game.
That's how it gets there. Yeah, but I think
Cole would, by the way.
I'm just saying I wouldn't just go in blind and outbid myself. But if the market is saying, okay, we'll get up to 7, just like it did with Yamamoto.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody thought that it was going to be 325. Everybody's saying at first 200 maybe max. And then it kept going up and up and up to where the Yankees got the 3, and they were like, all right, this is it. Like, this is ridiculous. We want them, but we'll go to 300. And good for them, staying disciplined, and we're not going beyond that. Now, they didn't get the player, but he ended up getting even more money. But that's how Soto might be able to get the 15 over 7. It sounds crazy now.
I don't think it's crazy. Toronto's desperate.
I think he's getting 700.
I think Toronto's going to offer him the most money. I think Toronto's going to go bonkers here. They did it with Ohtani. Now, we talk about the... I don't want to... This deferral part's interesting. We talk about the Dodgers creating this template for deferrals and all that stuff. It was actually Toronto who initially presented it to Ohtani. Now, Ohtani was just playing Toronto. He was never going there. But they are, because of tax purposes and the strength of their dollar and other things that they needed to do to entice them to even consider them, they presented a template of deferrals, which the Dodgers then said, okay, that's very nice and creative. We'll basically take this, tweak it, and now we'll get him. Toronto is coming hard. And all I'm saying is, I've got a limit for Soto. I love to see him batting second, you know, for the next 5, 7, 10 years. I would love it. He is a technician. He's a surgeon in the box. But I also know that, number one, even with him, they weren't good enough. And what he doesn't do well, he's actually pretty bad at.
Yeah.
He's not even really an average outfielder. He's just not good.
And to me, it doesn't matter. I want him in the middle of that lineup for both the Mets and the Yankees. They both need him. If Toronto comes hard, you come harder. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Rich is calling from Fishkill. What's up, Rich?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing today?
Good. What's up?
Listen, I got kind of a weird idea with Soto. I'm a huge Mets fan, by the way. But I got a weird idea. You keep talking about 15-year contract, all this money.
Yep.
You know, and also you guys keep, everybody keeps talking about it. I agree. He's a terrible fielder. So why don't you offer this guy a 15-year contract, give him whatever he wants, and just make him play DH for like 15 years?
Well, he's not going to DH all 15 years, but yeah, obviously they're back in.
And by the way, where's Stanton playing this year? He's a DH. That's the problem with the Yankees lineup. It's not put together well.
How about this? If, say the Yankees sign Soto, all right? And say you got to do something with Stanton. Why don't you offer the Mets Stanton? Because I put either one of those guys as my DH. Martinez is gone. Stanton can play DH for the Mets any day of the week.
Yeah, we've had that conversation. Soto, he's got a no trade. You know, you'd have to get him to acquiesce to that. And listen, we had the Stanton conversation a million ways sideways. I'd rather focus on Soto.
Right.
The
Yanks did their damage with the contracts they have. Like,
true.
I would try to move him. It may not be realistic that somebody would even want him or take him on.
And even if they did, is he going to say, okay, I'm okay with being moved? Right. He's got the no trade. We've hit this. Listen, I'm going to be totally honest with you. We come in here. I'm going to throw out a day. December 20th.
Yep.
Right? And
that's
he's a
good
Met.
Day. That's the Friday
that,
before.
That is the
that's
why I throw it
nice
out there.
Nice little respite.
Uh-huh. It wasn't just, you know, randomly pulled. Yeah, I knew exactly what it was.
That's the last day.
Yeah. And it is Juan Soto's a Met. It's going to hurt. Like, I'm not trying to front. It is going to hurt.
Let me tell you something.
It's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt more than you know.
That's fine. And you can gloat, and we'll do the whole kink thing. We've had this charade going for over a year, I'll lean in it. Trust me. You know I will. It's going to hurt. But I'm saying this now with the understanding that I might have to face that fate. And I'm okay with that because I believe, and I've given concrete reasons as to why they can build a better, more efficient, well-rounded team without him. I prefer him to stay, but there's a different path.
Look, I get it. You know, you don't need Juan Soto to win a World Series. Like, look at the other teams that have won a World Series since 2019 without Juan Soto. We get that. But there's something to Soto and his impact on the lineup. You saw it firsthand with the Yankees this year. A guy who's proven in New York, proven in the postseason. I think the Mets desperately need him. I think the Yankees need him almost as, I wouldn't say desperately, but as equal. And you lose him. I've done the game of quantity versus quality.
Yep.
I want quality. I'd rather invest all my eggs
from a Mets perspective.
I think from either team. Now, the problem is the Yankees, the Mets haven't made those investments. Look at their payroll structure compared to
except Lindor. You got $100 million coming off the books this year.
I mean,
Cohen's ready to go.
And there's no big contracts committed.
I know.
No pitchers, no position play. Lindor's at Nimmo's, whatever. Like, that's not a big
7 years or 6 years, whatever.
Okay, but that's fine.
I know.
But they're not hurting anywhere else. Where the Yankees, you could go quickly with Judge, Cole, and Stanton already big money committed to just three players, not to mention the others that we talked about, Rodon, whoever. So the Mets are in better spot financially than the Yankees are. But the player remains the same, and the Yankees had success with him, and he was there. I'd be flipping out if I were a Yankee fan if they lost Juan Soto, and I think both teams need him as equally for different reasons.
Well,
Mets are desperate for another star. You saw Lindor trying to recruit
Soto. I'm hearing this.
Yeah, but the Mets are desperate for another star, and the Yankees are desperate to win a World Series. I don't know how you could say that you think they would get better. Different, sure. Better.
Well, different
without
could
Juan
be
Soto?
Not definitely better, but different doesn't mean worse. Different could mean roughly the same. Different could mean better. Yep. Granted, you'd have to make a lot of right moves. Real quick here.
Yeah.
If the Yankees get Soto and they retain him, you think they'd do anything else? Honestly, like of significance.
No.
That's the problem.
Yeah, I know. What?
That's the problem.
Right, so my point is it's not Soto then.
I know.
So then why not get Soto and then scream for Hal to do something else?
Because it's not going to listen.
Like what else can they do?
Suzuki.
Well, I mean, whoever gets him, you know, he's going to be a better value than Soto.
Because he's going to make $4 million.
He's
going to
make nothing,
value.
And he's under control for 6 years. A young pitcher like that. That's really the prize.
But it's not going to get irresponsible. You know, I explained this the other day because of his age and, you know, he's...
You can only give him so much. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Whoever gets him is going to get a real steal, a value.
Oh, man.
He's a better value than Soto. Still, I mean, the Mets need Soto for a different reason. But yeah, I mean, all right, you say the Yankees bring back Soto and get Sasaki. I mean,
I think he's going to the Dodgers.
Right, me
but
too.
I would take that.
Me too, probably. But even that doesn't help the other area. Like, Yankees have a hole at first base, third base, left field, still need a center fielder. Like,
yep.
And you're going to try to play Judge there. He's not a center fielder.
You can make a trade.
Say you move Judge to left field, you need a center fielder.
Prospects. That's where they're going to have to stop squeezing onto these things like they're the whole diamond.
I get it. Jeff is calling from Hamilton, New Jersey. What's up, Jeff?
Trade them all. That's what I say.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, before I make my main point, which I'm going to agree with BT, Sal, the Mets don't need to win a World Series. I was in seventh grade the last time they won a World Series. I'm 51 years old. So I would say the Mets need to win a World Series, too. I would argue that. I think Mets fans would agree with me there, but...
I know that, but what I was talking about, the Mets need a star. I mean, they're not, the Mets aren't on the same talent level as the other top teams in baseball. You saw that. Yeah, they had some success.
I agree.
Get there, then you could talk about the World Series.
I agree, but going back to like, it's funny you guys are kind of making a similar point, but BT, you're spot on. The Yankees are not a Juan Soto away from a win the World Series. They need position players. It's not a strong free agent class this year, but if they put all that money into one basket, that's going to be a disaster. And I would say what? I'm a huge Yankees fan. I would find a way to pay to make Giancarlo go away, because that guy in the lineup is also causing a huge problem. We need contact hitters. We need people that get on base. We have too many guys that have the similar profile. It's long ball bust. It's like the Cleveland Indians of the 1990s. It doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you this right now. Thanks for the call there, Jeff. Appreciate it. If the Yankees retain Soto and that's it, the Yankees will not win the World Series next year. Like, they just won't, because it'll be a fun season and Judge will crack 50 plus and he'll hit 40 and his OPS will be 950 and they'll win some games. And on some nights against bad teams, they'll bludgeon bad teams like they always do. And we'll get worked up and, hey, this is maybe the year Yanks can win, and they'll probably win the division again. Very well might have the best record in the American League, which means they have home field advantage. And then they get to the World Series and they play a team that can run, that can throw, that can create runs, that can field, and the Yankees lose. And they look like they're a JV team. The Yankees' defense is so substandard that it's just unacceptable. And Juan Soto, like, if Juan Soto was Dave Winfield, and I know he didn't hit in the 81 World Series. I think he was like 1-for-22, 0-45 average. So maybe not the best example, but bigger picture, Dave Winfield was a great right fielder. Juan Soto stinks in the outfield. And as the year went on, like, at one point I thought, I'm like, maybe he's a little bit better than people thought. You know, gunning runners down at home plate, the opening series against the Astros. He looks the part. He looks a little more fluid than maybe I thought. He's got a pretty good arm. But then you actually watch him play and try to gun somebody down at the plate on a sack fly in a high leverage spot, or angle off and properly cut the ball off before it gets to the wall and give it up a double rather than a triple, which enables multiple sacrifice flies to actually score runs in the World Series. You watch him play more and more and more. Not to mention the fact that at one point he mistimed multiple jumps at the wall during the regular season. He was on skates out there. He stinks in right field.
Imagine the Yankees offense without Gleyber Torres and Juan Soto in the postseason.
Yeah, listen, Sal, I get it. I get it, but that's okay. But now let's do that. Let's play that game.
I don't want Gleyber here, but, I mean, you need Soto.
Well, let's play that game. Now, I could also then say, imagine a second baseman who had either the instincts or the interest in keeping a little ball that most of our kids could keep in front of him in the World Series.
Understood.
So,
I mean,
it always goes both ways.
But with Soto, like, the equation is... Should be to upgrade everywhere else and keep Juan Soto.
That's why I said if I thought Hal would go 2009, I wouldn't be saying this. I don't think he is.
BT and Sal on the Fan. John is in Staten Island. What's up, John?
BT, Sal, love the show. Love you guys.
Thanks, man. What's happening, Johnny?
So listen, I want to talk about the Giants again. Switch gears, go back to the Giants. I listened to you guys this morning. Mentioned more than a handful of times that you still trust the Brian Daboll and Joe Shane regime. But we're not concerned at all about the mismanagement of assets. I mean, we let two Pro Bowlers walk out the door in Saquon Barkley and Xavier McKinney for nothing. Nothing. And now the trade deadline passed. He didn't do anything with Ojulari and Slayton.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hear that you know, there wasn't teams out there that could use a wide receiver like Slayton. And Ojulari, let's face it, you got Burns, you got Thibodeau. Is he really going to pay him too?
Well, first of all, I'm not as with the duo maybe as others. Like, I'm not really sold here on Daboll and Shane, number one. Number two, I do think you have to anoint Mara as the issue in terms of not trading Barkley last trade deadline. There is no way that Mara would have allowed them to trade him away.
Which is the problem. Like, you guys are looking at the wrong problem. I do believe in Shane and Daboll, and I think if the Giants, again, fire these guys, they'd be making the same mistake that they've made and continue the instability in the organization, which has hurt them for the better part of a decade, maybe even longer now at this point. Mara's the problem because Mara probably prevented them from trading Saquon. Now, they wouldn't have gotten much back,
but whatever it is,
they would have gotten something back. Yep. Mara's the one who probably prevented that. Mara's the one who I guarantee at the very least strongly suggested that they sign Daniel Jones. So Mara's the problem. You're worried about the wrong guys. I do believe in Shane and Dable. I believe they need some time here to get their own guy in here and to build this thing the right way. Now, the record is what it is, but I still believe that the right move would be to keep these guys.
Now, the wrong thing to do is what I'm about to present real quickly here, Sal, but just for the sake of a quick discussion back and forth. Let's say they keep both men. Let's say they finish this year. I'll even give them 4 wins. Mm-hmm. Give them two more?
Mm-hmm.
All right, 4 wins, 4-13. Jones is gone. They draft the quarterback, right? They move up or they get him wherever they want to get him. And either he starts right away or he doesn't, but he plays by early October at the latest, right? And they win three, four games again. Like the only risk here, and if you're okay with swallowing that, and I understand why you would be, you shouldn't make decisions like preemptively based on fan reaction, but it's ugly this year. It was ugly last year. It's going to be ugly next year. So that's now, that runway starts to run, and the patience with the fans is going away.
Ugly to a certain extent. That's what we were saying before when I think it was Allie who called and was talking about, like, I need to see next year not only the development of the and the potential of the new quarterback that they take, I need to see everything else buttoned up. Like, it better be all systems ago, but the rookie quarterback is behind.
Yep. Yeah, that's easy to deal with. I got you. That's just a normal curve.
Worst case, rookie quarterback behind. Best case is, hey, you know what? He could play and maybe win us
for
some
games.
You're seeing that now in today's NFL. I mean, it's been going on for the last, you know, 10 years, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Rookies don't need to necessarily sit. Some guys
come
in and have some success. You're seeing with Drake May this year.
But is it unrealistic to expect them to be buttoned up next year when they're not buttoned up this year or last?
Jaden Daniels, obviously, too. No.
That's my concern. You know what I mean?
They should be buttoned up. Period. I mean, by year four, there are no excuses. You can make the excuse year one, year two, year three, even a little bit. But by year four, there are no excuses. BT and Sal back on the fan. We had to spend some time with some veterans right now visiting the studio.
That was always awesome.
They do that once a year. We had a bunch of guys coming in this time.
About 8 or 9 and a bunch of old Brooklyn Dodger fans who are now Met fans and talking shop. Just the greatest generation. Awesome people.
Nice old Giants jacket.
Yeah
my goodness. Yeah, we said yesterday, but it's worth saying again. Thank you to all who served this country and making the ultimate sacrifice, of course, Veterans Day on yesterday. We'll get back to the phones here at BT talking Giants. And talking Juan Soto, Corey is calling from Massapequa Park. What's up, Corey?
Hey, Corey.
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
New York football talk, huh? It's tough.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I
Two things on the Giants. The first thing, Daniel Jones, I defended him the past, 6 years. I think what I'm learning is that he just doesn't elevate his teammates, amongst other things. You know, when you go back to Eli, I think the stat that I always look at or the metric, you know, how many of his wide receivers went on to get big contracts somewhere else and just fizzled out, right? Like, clearly Eli got everything out of Mario Manningham, Akeem Nicks, Steve Smith, Kevin Boss, I mean, Ken Toes Pascal. Like, it goes on, right? So that to me is, like, I really noticed it this year. You know, I'm certainly ready to move on. When it comes, my second point, when it comes to the draft, the thing that I'm asking for from Shane this year, and I know this sounds weird, is I want an average draft. I feel like the Giants, for the past 10 years, have had some really good picks, and they've had some horrible picks. You know, they've had 9s and 10s, and they had 1s and 2s. And I really feel like what we need is a bunch of 5s, 6s, and 7s, where, you know, two things. One, you obviously get cheap labor, right? You're able to get players where it frees you up capital for free agency to plug and play. And two, it gives you that continuity, right, that you need where you create a culture. I think that's the biggest theme I've been hearing. You're not going to create a culture with guys coming in and out every 2 or 3 years. So I'm just asking for an average draft. It's the only exception, my last point, the only exception would be the quarterback, right? You got it. You got to hit the quarterback. But that's my take on it, and I hope they finally do that.
Yeah, and thank you for the call, Corey. I mean, obviously, to me, you need, in today's NFL, you need the quarterback. Like, you could have other stuff in place, and you could have some success, but to have the ultimate success and sustained success, you need to hit on the quarterback. It's very simple. I mean, that's why we're going nuts about Daniel Jones for the last 6 years. That's why we go nuts about the Jets. That's why we're excited about Aaron Rodgers. And even with that, it's a 40-year-old who's, you know, obviously past his prime, and it's still not working. There are other things that you need in place, but without the quarterback, you know, even look at a team like Atlanta. We talk about where they go get Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins isn't it. He's not a good Derek Carr. We talked about Derek Carr. Could the Jets get him? He's not it. Like, these guys are okay, but they're not Super Bowl winning quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't even settle for okay. I'd rather, you know, draft, I know Caleb Williams, whatever, struggling with the Bears, but you'd rather draft that type guy, Jaden Daniels, draft those type guys, CJ Stroud, Drake May, and have the hope that maybe they can be it one day. Even look at Dak Prescott. Like, he's been a great winner with the Cowboys as far as the regular season goes, but in the postseason, failure. And Cowboys this year, he's hurt, whatever. But point is, you're looking around the league at certain quarterbacks and quarterbacks, but you, to be competitive and have sustained success, you need a solid quarterback.
Yeah, can we get some Giants who actually get a second contract?
Yeah.
I mean, think about how few times that's happened.
Yeah.
I mean, Evan Neal's not going to get number two. He's just not. I mean, I would think Kayvon Thibodeau probably does, but I'm not 100% sure yet.
Yeah, but
McKinney's gone.
It also depends on where they're at. Like, the way these contracts work, man, like, you're going to justify paying these guys, you know, a ton of money when you're not trying to win right now? Like,
no.
It's got to be the perfect storm of quarterback, either young quarterback that's on a viable contract with the other pieces that you're paying. Like, you know, they made the trade for Burns. I guarantee you if they could go back and do that again, they wouldn't. Not because he's not a good player, but because of the timeline.
It doesn't fit their timeline. And that's why, you know, from a Jets perspective, it's very painful because the thought was, well, you got all these young players on first-year deals, whether it's Garrett Wilson, Soft Gardner, these other guys, like, okay, yeah, maybe we cash in here now, and this is the, it's like serendipitous. It's like,
right,
we got the quarterback who's going to put up some numbers. He's making a lot of money, but he's going to help us win. And the other contracts kind of keep it where everything works, but that hasn't worked and hasn't worked for the Giants either.
Here's what you need. You either need a great quarterback or a great head coach. That's just proven. All right, so Buffalo, Josh Allen, okay? McDermott's whatever, but they have Josh Allen. Pittsburgh, they have the great head coach in Mike Tomlin. That's why they always are where they are. Baltimore has a nice combination of a great head coach.
They do. That's probably one of the better combinations.
Okay. Cincinnati has the great quarterback. I wouldn't call that Zach Taylor a great head coach,
no,
but they have the great quarterback.
No.
Houston, again, DeMeco Ryan, still learning about
it's
it.
Early.
CJ Stroud, still learning about it. I'm just going over some of the best teams.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs, why they're a dynasty? They have both. The
yep.
great head coach in Andy Reid and the great quarterback. Chargers potentially
mm-hmm.
could have both with Harbaugh and Herbert. Even the Broncos playing better. They have at least the great head coach. And again, they're 5-5. I'm not going nuts about them. Eagles,
not the head coach. I'm not even sure
yeah.
the quarterback's great. He's really good.
Right. Maybe they
really
just have
good.
Talent everywhere else. Maybe they're the
yeah.
one aberration here
yeah.
in this thought process. Washington has been good. You know, again, I don't love the head coach, but they have a quarterback that is a potential future star. He's playing like a star, but also just building the foundation. Maybe the NFC East is the aberration here. Lions, same thing. I mean, would you say Campbell, great head coach?
I think he's really good.
Okay, what about Goff?
I think he's really good.
Yeah, okay.
Not great.
But those teams also, like...
What about the Niners? Great coach, good quarterback.
Yeah, all right, so those teams, funny, the NFC, more balanced. And not that the other teams in the AFC aren't balanced, but, like, it's clear... Great quarterback, great head coach. In the NFC, it's like, okay, maybe good head coach. Like, I would say Shanahan's a terrific head coach.
No question.
And that's why they succeed. Now, Purdy has played well, but again, he is a guy that they brought in and has had success in the system.
What about the Rams? Really good head, if not a great head coach, yeah. And borderline great quarterback.
The great head coach. I think LaFleur could be that. But to have sustained success, we're going over the teams that have sustained success, you need a really good to great head coach or a really good to great quarterback. Like, that's just it. That's the most important thing in a league. Mm. Where are the teams that are having that without? I mean, you want to say the Eagles? Oh, I think Hurts is pretty good.
I do, too.
All right, but the Eagles are the one outlier that continue to have success despite the head coach the quarterback?
I think that's one of them. I think it depends how you view McDermott. I mean, I think, really, before this year, there were some whispers that a lot of Bills fans wanted him out. Now, I like McDermott, but I'm also looking at it from the ground floor. Like, all right, that's a first-world problem for Bills fans.
Well, you could still say, all right, the one thing they're missing is the great head coach. They have the great quarterback, but... to get them over the hump. But you can't deny their sustained success.
No question.
So all those teams with some sustained success, I mean, have that same formula, right?
And how about this? Look at the Giants back in the day. Coughlin, Hall of Famer. Eli, eventual Hall of Famer.
Right, and even though it wasn't the strength of their team necessarily.
No, it was more D-line, et cetera, yeah, good balance.
But to have that. John is in Wantagh. What's up, John?
Hey, BT Sal, how are you?
Good, what's up, Johnny?
Sally, missed you on the overnight.
Yeah, well, I don't miss them, but thank you.
I do miss
talking with you guys, but the hours were killing me.
I know. They're great guys.
Yeah.
Listen, the last call, it was a call way before he talked about the Mets getting Giancarlo Stanton. The Yankees can keep their one-legged crap, all right? We don't need them. We're going to get Juan Soto. And the other thing, BC, I got a problem with Yankee fans in general.
Okay,
so
John.
Listen to this. So now, you've got to go sell yourself, right, as an organization, this guy, right? You sell yourself, not only you give him the money, right? So you're telling me that the Yankees are going to go meet with Juan Soto, a team he already played for, with Aaron Boone, a lame duck manager. What are you going to say? Hi, Aaron Boone, got 1 year left. I'm probably going to get fired, and you're going to have four coaches and managers for the next 5 years coming up. Is that what you're going to sell the guy on?
I'm not saying that it's a great sales pitch. I think what you do is I think you lean probably more on Judge than Boone, but... he might really like Boone. I don't know the answer to that, but I would also say this, John. Thanks for the call. Right now, there's believed to be 8 finalists. The Yankees, the Mets, Toronto, the Dodgers, the Giants, Boston, and 2 mystery teams, one of which I believe was the Rays, but I don't really know how aggressively they actually dipped their toe in the water. All right, Mets had a really good year, but they don't win regularly. Maybe that's about to change, but until we see it. Toronto doesn't win regularly. The Giants don't win regularly. Boston hasn't won in a while. So of the list there, now the Dodgers are the superior franchise. But I don't know, what are the other teams selling? I mean, so I think that you could probably ask every other fan base or every other team the same questions. And I don't even think that the money really matters. I don't even think the answer matters because I think it's about money. I think it's about where he's comfortable and where he can envision himself living. I think Toronto might offer $700 million. Does he want to go up to Canada? I can't answer that. I believe he really liked the Bronx and really loved being a Yankee or really liked being a Yankee. But does he love it to the point where he wouldn't transfer his talents? I can't say that.
Don't you think it is odd, though, that the Yankees had to, like, frantically call a meeting? He was here for a year.
What do you mean frantically?
Well, I just get the feeling, like, the news of Cohen meeting with Boris and Soto made the Yankees feel like, wait, we want a meeting, too. We got to show that we're active.
I didn't take it that way.
Well, then why are they meeting with him? And why
because
now?
Because it's business. I just think that you want to do your due diligence.
But what do they have to meet with him for? They employed him for a year.
Well, I get that. But what Cashman said was, hey, and Brian said that a week or so ago. He's like, listen, we know him. He knows us. And we will meet him as often as he wants to satisfy whatever he needs, which I think is smart. Just make yourself available.
Right,
I think it's desperate. I think it would be dumb not to.
Yeah, but we've heard, how many other meetings have we heard that are on the books?
I believe there's going to be 3 out west. Is it 3 or 4?
I'm sure there's going to be 4. A lot, but I haven't.
I believe there's at least 3. It's not just the Yanks and Mets. There's the Dodgers are going to meet him. And I believe it's 4.
He's not going to the Dodgers.
I don't think so either.
I just feel like, and look, I could be wrong, but I just feel like if you've been there, like he's Soto was a Yankee this year. Was a Yankee this year. They know him. Like, what do they got to meet with?
Well, I think the other thing
you know what he wants? He wants money. Like, what's the meeting? Like, at least he's meeting with the other teams because there's an unfamiliarity. They have no idea about him, what he wants, what they want. Like,
for
the Yankees and Soto have been together all year long. Why do they got to meet?
Well, I'll tell you why. If I'm Juan Soto, I would want to meet the Yankees. I want to hear their plan for 2025. I mean, I know what they put out there in 2024. All right, you know, and Cashman and Boone, I guess, will go out there, and Hal as well. So when he meets the Yankee contingent, sure, there's great familiarity. He knows where they train. He knows, you know, how to get to the stadium. He knows everything that they're made of. But, you know, if I'm him, I want to look him in the eye and say, all right, well, you know, we came up a little short. What else are we cooking up here, boys? If I'm back, what are we doing? And the reason why the Yankees would be there is because when that question is asked, they can give an answer face-to-face.
Yeah, and maybe it's just news because it's the Yankees here in New York, whatever. But I felt like the Cohen stuff. And then, if they are going to be with them, how come they weren't first then? How come that news wasn't first?
I don't know.
I mean, you don't think that that's odd at all?
I really don't.
I don't think it means one way or another that he's coming back. He's not coming back. But if you're going to meet with him and you've already had him, like, why wouldn't you then be the first team to meet with him?
I don't think it matters. Listen, the money is what matters, and the plan.
I just find it odd that he was here and that they're taking a meeting, and it's not even the first meeting. GK is calling from Chestertown, New York. What's up, GK? GK, you there?
Mm.
Okay, Charlie is in Queens. Charlie? Oh, God. What
Hello,
do we got?
Guys.
Yeah, what's up, Charlie?
Here we go.
BT.
Yeah.
I love you, bro, but to be honest, it's about money, too, with the Yankees. Soto, you could get all those guys. You're not going to get the money return you will get on Soto. And same the Mets feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to pick up four players that are okay or very good to replace that guy. Plus, he's a batting coach. The younger guys love him.
Well, yeah, Charlie.
Judge and him are a nice combo. Plus, Judge improved him. He had his best season.
No doubt.
With Judge.
There's no doubt. And, you know, eventually, if Volpe's ever able to fully elevate to the one spot, he should get fed a lot of fastballs because of Soto and Judge behind. Listen, there's a residual impact that, no doubt, I mean, it's more than just Soto's run generation that directly impacts the Yankees. Of course I understand that. My contention is that there is another way to build the team. And think about this. Say you're playing softball, all right? Because let's make it something more relatable. You're playing weekend softball. Fast pitch arc, it doesn't matter. But you're a weekend warrior. And you play one team, and they have three good hitters. And you play another team, and by the way, of the three hitters, two are all-time, like, insane. You never get them out, basically, in softball. But there's some other easy spots throughout the lineup. Which is easier to navigate, that lineup or a lineup with, you know, six or seven truly viable, tough at-bats that put up some numbers? That's my argument.
Right, and my argument is just that they should both have both.
Like that's where I agree with you, they will.
And it's also hard to fathom the Yankees getting better without bringing back Juan Soto. They need to bring back Soto and then not lose Soto and then add two or three players to try to replace him. That just doesn't...
I'm kind of with you. But understand, the Yankees, Rizzo, didn't hit a home run since June.
Right, so they're going to have to get a first baseman.
So think about this. If they get it and he's not even a good fielder anymore, I'm just throwing out Christian Walker. If they get Christian Walker, and Walker wins Gold Glove, which he's going to do again this year, and it'll be his third, and he hits, you know, 35 home runs, maybe more with the short porch, and the OPS is 850. I mean, based on what you got from Rizzo, and the sick increase that you should get from Christian Walker, even though you won't have Soto in the two-hole, what you gained in other spots could add up to a more dangerous, well-rounded, cyclical lineup.
And what happens if Judge goes down with injury?
Well, yeah, understood.
Last year the answer was, we got Juan Soto. Now it's, maybe we have three or four guys. We've seen how that works. Soto was also insurance in the event. Now, Judge didn't go down.
Yeah.
But he didn't have a good April, and Soto made up for that.
Yeah, as did the pitching. Yeah.
I'm not saying that you can't build the team without Juan Soto. I'm saying that I can't imagine the Yankees being better without Juan Soto next year.
Hey, here's one thing I know. It's not the NBA. It's not like some guy's going to just carry you to a championship like the old-timers. It's different. And I'm open to different. I want Juan Soto. And if the Yankees don't get Soto, I sure as hell don't want him going to your team.
Right.
But I understand, at least for me, there's two paths to build a team, and I'm okay with him. Let's go. I'm not giving him 15 years. If he wants 15, he can leave right now. I'm not giving it to him.
Brad is in Middletown. What's up, Brad?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up?
What's up, Brad?
Listen, I got to say this. Now, Juan Soto was the main reason why the Yankees got as far as they did. Because not only did Judge protect them, he helped Judge by getting those 100 RBIs. But let's look at a fact. The guy wants at least $600 million. Now, the Yankees freed up $80 million when they let all those other contracts walk. But with that kind of money available, now I'm asking you this. Will you think it'd be better like that, like somebody said just a minute ago? You could probably get Corbin Burnes. You could probably get Tanner Scott. Make a trade for Christian Walker and possibly add Dylan Cease for all that same money.
Well, I wouldn't get Tanner Scott. He's going to cost, you know, probably $40, $50 million, and Luke Weaver is at least interesting and stuff-wise good enough for me to pay him the $2.5 million he's on the books for next year as my closer. And if he implodes or he gets hurt, you can always, you know, and you know, tap into the closer market midseason. I don't need Tanner Scott. I think that that's because, now, again, if this was the old Yankees and it was just check after check after check after check, I'd say bring them in. Yeah. Then Luke Weaver's your eighth guy and Tanner Scott's nine, or flip them, whatever. There's limitations. So Tanner Scott's somebody that I wouldn't really go after from a Yankee perspective.
I'm with you. And I was reading something yesterday. The Yanks are going to go after some of the top. Why? The Yanks don't need pitching.
No, they're going to lose Clay Holmes, but so they'll need to fill that gap, but not with Tanner Scott.
And that's something you could add at the deadline then anyway.
Exactly. Yep.
Like, why? The Yankees right now, their staff, we've talked about this weeks ago. Their staff is fine. You know, the last call, Brad bringing up Cease and bringing up Corbin Burnes. And that, like, no, the exact opposite. If you're going to spend, for me, it should be Soto, and then whether it's first base, third base, however else you want to figure out how to piece together that team. Really, the bottom line is, BT, they are going to need their young guys to actually play well.
That's what I've said for months.
Right. I just don't know if they're, like, because no matter what, even if you do spend on Soto and, say, Christian Walker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Still in that equation, they're going to need Jazz to play well, Volpe to play well, whoever they bring up to play third base,
Wells
to play well, Dominguez to play well, potentially.
You're
relying heavily on a lot of the young guys.
I know.
And I don't know if that's the right way to...
Well, without Soto, that risk becomes amplified. Like, because if you're wrong in the calculations of expecting all those guys to take steps forward and you lose Soto's production... Even if you bring a Christian Walker, yeah, you know, how do you cover up if those guys don't pop?
I mean, is Dominguez the center fielder? And what we thought, the way that we valued Dominguez going into last season is far different from what we're evaluating Dominguez going into this season, right?
Yes, but he's still very talented and he's still very cheap.
Right, so let's not forget, like you said, I thought it was a great point a couple weeks ago, last week, whatever, like, we overreacted to the 8 games that Dominguez had.
Yep.
Let's not now overreact to...
him butchering a pop-up or two.
Okay, so maybe it's somewhere in between,
yep.
But there still should be potential for Dominguez to be a productive, everyday
100%.
Big league player.
I expect him to.
Potentially even star. Okay,
yeah.
Fine.
Oh, yeah,
but like,
I expect
if that
him to start.
Happens, now you're changing the entire field. Right now, it's kind of like an afterthought. But if he is that, and Volpe takes another step forward, and if, well, like, there's a lot of ifs, that's the issue. You want to eliminate those question marks, but it's not like they don't have the potential to do that. Like, ideally, if you don't have Soto, Judge in right, Dominguez in center, you have to figure out left field. I'm not going to say Spencer Jones at this point.
Like, no, he didn't have the season that justifies
that faith yet. You can't just go with so many rookies.
No,
like, you
no.
need...
I think they're going to make a trade. Let me ask you this, Sal. So, they're not going to make multiple moves in addition to Soto. But if I said to you, all right, I'm going to make you Cashman. You get Soto, that's done.
Yeah.
You have one other move to make. What would it be? And it's a fairly big one.
Like, one move to make?
In addition
and you're talking
to
about free agency
Soto?
Only or trade?
Well, just, I mean, I was thinking more free agency,
yeah, okay,
but if you
no,
have a good trade, I'm thinking more
no,
free agency.
I don't
agency.
Have a good trade right now. But
free agency.
Okay.
Soto's retained. Boom. He's staying.
Okay.
One other move.
I would sign Willy Adames. You know I love Willy Adames. I'd put Adames at third. I'd figure out first base, whatever, Ben Rice, find somebody on the cheap. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not going to get. I would rather invest in Adames than I would investing in Walker or Alonso. I don't think the Yankees aren't signing Alonso.
No, I don't think Alonso
Walker
either.
Would be the guy.
Yeah, I hope so.
But I'd rather have Willy Adames than I would
over Walker.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Adames
I don't
is a
know
freaking
what I would
game.
Do.
Adames, Soto, Judge. Oh, my God. And Adames could play, you know, he's a shortstop, but he'll play third while he's just
but
a
But will he do it for Volpe? He'll do it for Lindor. Is he going to move for Volpe?
Yeah, I think he would.
You think so?
Well, if not, maybe you move Volpe. I mean,
to third? Or second
whatever,
and then keep Jazz
care.
At third? I don't like Jazz at third. The more I saw him, he wasn't exactly... I love him at third base. I got to get him back to second, Jazz.
I think... Now, I answer that question just based off of he's, I think, the second best player available, Adames, behind Juan Soto. Soto's the best player available. Adames, to me, is the second best player available. That's why I want both those guys on the Mets. So why would I want both those guys on the Yankees?
I hear you, but I would rather have Walker for the 2 years rather than Adames. Could be 7 years.
And who are you going to put at third?
Well, I mean, I know there's other moves to make here, but I'm just saying, like, contract
or whatever. Either way, you're not filling those. You're not filling both first and third. I wouldn't think.
And Soto.
Correct.
I don't think so. Right. No, I'm already aware of that. Right. What I'm saying is, like, the Walker, because of his age, I think Walker's 2+1, probably a player option, whereas Adames probably gets up to 7 years.
Right.
So I can make the case I'd rather have Walker than at his regular position where he's a gold glover rather than Adames for potentially five, even though I like him, for five more years transition. And I'm sure he'd be a good at third, but then going to a new position for five more years.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.